This is Akma Sutia. I'm dictating. Patient's name is Catherine. Cartwright, CARTWRIGHT, Kathleen, KATHLEEN. Date of birth is 12/6/1944. Date of service is 11/7/2023. Miss Cartwright is a very pleasant ...78-year-old female who was admitted to the hospital with complaints of not feeling well, feeling weak. She was diagnosed with a UTI. Also, her hemoglobin was slightly low. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Patient was given IV hydration, treated with IV antibiotics. She was also seen by gastro because of anemia. Her hemoglobin is stable. No further workup was recommended. She was otherwise feeling better, was felt to be significantly weak. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, she said that she's feeling well. She feels better. She denied any complaints of chest pain, denied any shortness of breath, denied any palpitation, denied any nausea, no vomiting. She denied any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. History has been significant for hypertension, degenerative joint disease, anemia, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. Past surgical history has been significant for back surgery, joint replacement surgery, spinal fusion, and laminectomy. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Social history, smoking, she quit long time ago, alcohol, none. All of the review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. No history of congestive heart failure. Denied any pain with deep inspiration. Respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting. Have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. United urinary, she does have history of recurrent UTI, otherwise unremarkable, no history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of arthritis, history of back surgery, history of joint pains. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, pupils were equal round and reactive to light. External ocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness, next history of UTI, next hypokalemia, next history of back surgery, next degenerative joint disease, next chronic anemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient admitted to Willows at Howell, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will check routine labs, will continue other medications. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluid, We'll participate with therapy, we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Louis Hildebrandt. Hildebrandt, Louis, Louis. Date of birth is 2/23/1945. Date of service is 11/6/2023. Mr. Hildebrandt is a very pleasant 78-year-old male. Was recently admitted to the hospital. Admit to the hospital. Due to altered mental status and hypoglycemia. Patient has been at Medalogic. How he has history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, status post CABG, history of AICD placement, history of atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, chronic kidney disease, and recurrent bladder infection. Patient was unable to give much information. Patient was found to have low blood sugar. It's patient was also noticed to have difficulty breathing and decreased responsiveness. He was admitted to the intensive care unit. Patient was intubated, was on the ventilator. Patient was patient was had prolonged hospital course, was continuing, he was subsequently doing somewhat better, he was off the ventilator, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he's somewhat sleepy, but arousable, was able to say that he has been in and out of the hospital with bladder infection as well as pneumonia, feels weak, does not feel hungry, denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, status post-MI, history of CABG, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, AIC deplacement, history of congestive heart failure, history of rheumatoid arthritis, anxiety, type 2 diabetes mellitus, chronic kidney disease, history of recurrent bladder infection, benign prostatic hypertrophy, encephalopathy, past surgical history, surgical history has been significant for coronary artery bypass graft surgery, history of AIC deplacement, appendectomy, history of back surgery, history of hip surgery, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, social history, smoking, he quit long time ago, alcohol, none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, severe system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitation, does have history of coronary artery disease, status post-CABG, history of MI, history of congestive heart failure, history of AIC deplacement, history of atrial fibrillation, respiratory system, denied any cough, complaints of shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration, he does have history of pneumonia, recent ventilator dependent, history of COPD. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, he does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, history of recurrent UTI. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of hip and back surgery. Neurological, he denies any history of TIA or CVA, does had some seizures, history of encephalopathy. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and is documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Systolic murmur, grade 1 to 2, slash 6, left inner border was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Neurological examination, patient awake, Respond to simple questions, somewhat sleepy, moving all four extremities. Impression number one. Generalized deconditioning. Next, next, coronary artery, next CHF, next COPD, next atrial fibrillation, next CHF, next recurrent UTI, next chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD, generalized weakness. Treat and plan patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will cancel physical and occupational therapy. He was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, work with physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will check routine labs if he has any other symptoms, will continue on the Foley catheter, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.